In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'd like to invite all our children up to the front at this time. All right. Question. Have any of you guys ever seen your own heart? Have you seen it? No? Have you ever seen your own lungs? You've never seen your own lungs? Well, why not? Why haven't you seen them? Is it because they're hidden? Right? They're hidden. They're hidden beneath skin and muscle and bone. Like, you don't normally see them, so they're hidden. It's not something on your average day you would get a glimpse of. Well, how do you know that they're there? Because you're alive, right? You can put your finger right here, and you can feel your heart beat, can't you? Yeah? You take your pulse, and you can know. You can know that your heart is there and that it's beating. And we've seen pictures of it, and we've seen, like, you know, the cell and stuff like that with all the stuff. Your lungs, you know they're there because you can feel them expand and contract inside your chest every time you take a breath, can't you? We know they're there. We can't see them. They're hidden from us. But we know they're there. Of course, with medical technology, we can actually see them, can't we? There's x-rays and echocardiograms and graphs, and there's surgeries that people have their hearts and their chests opened up and their hearts there, and people, you know, surgeons can work on them, lungs and all that stuff. But that's sort of not the norm, is it? But whether you see them, whether you ever see them or not, they're always there, right? To see them, though, they have to be revealed. Either by kind of versus, you know, cutting open your chest and opening it up, and getting past all that stuff, or through some kind of medical technology like an x-ray or something of the like. What about microscopic organisms? You guys learned about bacteria and germs? Like the kind of stuff that's on everything, right? That's why we cover our noses when we sneeze and cough so we don't spread germs. Well, they're not just some, you know, make-believe thing. They're these tiny little microscopic particles. We've got to be careful about those. Can you see them? No? Oh, can you look at right now and look at your skin and see them there? No. How do you go to there? Well, because you get sick, right? I'm very well aware of all the particles and things that we can't see in the air. Either allergens or germs and all that stuff that make us not feel so well. But as Ace said, you could always use a microscope. You can see them if you have the right lens. If you're looking at it the right way. And in this case, the right way would be through something that can see, you know, thousands of times magnified. So, when we look at our story from our gospel today, Jesus takes his disciples, Peter, James, and John, and they go up onto a high mountain. And there, Jesus is transfigured before them. In their sight, his glory is made visible. They can see. And what does it say? He shines with the radiance of the sun. His clothes become dazzling white. And they see this. Now, does that mean that Jesus was given glory at that point? No. Jesus' glory was always with him. From the moment of his birth, going back to before time began, from eternity, and to the end of the world, Jesus will maintain his glory. But it remained hidden. When he was here on earth, his glory, he hid it from everyone. It was veiled, it was covered. So not everybody could see this dazzling, glowing figure of Jesus when he came through. But these disciples, in this moment, like when you want to see bacteria, you're given a microscope, or when you want to see inside body on an x-ray, they would give him the tools to see Jesus in all his glory. They would give him a spiritual sight. And we know it's this idea of the spiritual sight because even at the end, Jesus talks about how it was a vision given to them. So they saw it spiritually. And question, what happens if you stand outside and stare at the sun? You're going to go blind. So don't do that. I mean, you could even do it today if you wanted to. But to go outside and stare at the sun, you would lose your sight. And so Jesus, if they saw this dazzling brightness right there, up close next to them, of the sun, they would have been physically blinded. So they saw this radiance of God through spiritual sight that was given to them. It was a tool that was given to them so they could see, so they could know the glory of God would be revealed to them in the person of Jesus Christ. So, here's the thing. Do you realize that every day we walk around and we see all the people we meet, and we see people every day who are made in the image and likeness of God? Every day. Anytime you see a person, you see someone who is made in the image and likeness of God. And in a lot of those cases, you see people who are made in the image and likeness of God who actually have the glory of God dwelling within them. The glory of God lives within them through baptism, through the receiving of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God lives within those who receive the sacrament of baptism. God sends the Holy Spirit to live inside them. So you are walking around every day seeing people made in the image and likeness of God, who many of them have the very glory of God dwelling within them, and we don't even really see it, do we? We don't see people walking around us glowing with the brightness that Jesus glows with. We do not see the glory of God. It is hidden from our natural eyes. And when we do that, when we miss out on that glory, when we miss out on God that dwells within our neighbors, we're more likely not to be friends, aren't we? We get angry, we fight with people, we quarrel, we talk bad about other people because we fail to recognize the glory of God that dwells within them. We fail to recognize that they, like us, are made in the very image and likeness of God. So, I want to challenge each of you. I want to challenge each of you to pray and to ask God for the kind of spiritual sight that he, James, and John were given on that mountain. Ask God for eyes to see the glory, to see his glory dwelling within those around us. Ask God to give us eyes to see his image and likeness on the face of all of our neighbors. And so when we do that, when we can see that in the faces and in the lives of those around us, we can go through this world with an awe and wonder about the amazing things that God has created, recognizing his spirit within our brothers and sisters, recognizing his likeness on the face of our neighbors, giving us the ability to see past that which is external and see into the glory of God, so we can recognize these things, and so we can put away animosity towards one another, put away our hate, put away our anger, and recognize that each person that we're dealing with is made in God's image and likeness. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.